Hello.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon. My name is Joshua. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Riley?
You're talking to him, yes.
I'm glad to hear I have the right person on the line, Riley Coffee. Great.
Yes.
To start with, yes, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 0 to 2? 3 to 10?
I was 32 years.
Over
34 years.
All right, so that would be between the category of 26 and 40, between 26 and 40 years. Okay, that's
yeah.
A long way. Your opinion is very important in that case. Thank you for your time. It's appreciated as well. And what is your primary branch of trade? PCC restoration, mason helper or finisher, tile or marble finisher, refractory bricklayer?
Yeah, I was a tile setter, but I belonged to the bricklayers local.
Okay, so you would say tile or marble finisher as well, because there are more
options.
Tile
and marble, yeah,
Okay, tile or marble finisher. Okay, thank you very much. On the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, a finisher, or helper, apprentice, journey-level mechanic?
I was a foreman.
A foreman, exactly. Thank you, that's another option as well. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Not now. I'm retired.
Not now. Oh, you are retired. Thank you. Your opinion is extremely important. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed? That is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any? Zero weeks?
I don't work no more. I've been retired 29 years.
29 years. Ooh, so that would be 21 plus weeks, perhaps, right? Which is the highest option that we have here. Thank you for your opinion. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Thank you. Because you're retired, as you mentioned, as well. Continue with the survey. Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
I don't pay no dues or anything no more.
Okay, you don't pay no dues. Okay, so there's also a don't know or refused option. Would you say yes, no, or refuse?
What was that now?
Again, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay, I appreciate your opinion, sir. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were in the last year?
Seems like it's going pretty good right now, but I'd like to say I don't work, you know, or anything, so I don't know a lot about it.
Okay, but now, in generally speaking, would you say same number as this time last year, fewer construction projects? Or more construction projects?
I'd say it's probably.
It's probably more, fewer, or the same?
Probably the same.
The same. Okay, thank you very much for your opinion. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Well, I really couldn't say because, you know, I'm not working or not associated with anybody. I live in Kentucky.
So don't know is also an option. Would you say you don't know? Or is it don't know?
Yeah,
right?
I don't know. I don't know, yeah.
No worries. That is also an option. I will provide you with that option as well when it is available. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft worker to perform the work on the union projects in your community? Yes, no, or don't know?
I'd say yes.
You'd say yes, thank you. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
No, thank you very much. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
I believe it's going to be less. Things is getting expensive anymore.
Exactly, less than now, right? Thank you. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Well, I hope it stays about the same.
Exactly. Thank you so much for your opinion. It's very important. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Let me give you a list. Are you most concerned about unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat, cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust, air quality, no real safety concerns, or other?
I don't know. That would be a hard question to answer.
No worries. Don't know is also an option. We can take your opinion. It's very important, sir. There are no wrong or right answers. If you don't know,
okay. That's
also an option. All right? So you would say don't know, right?
Yeah.
You said that. Exactly. Thank you for that. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No, I haven't.
You haven't. Thank you for your opinion. We're about 34% complete with this survey. Almost done. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Picketing, yes or no?
Repeat that, please.
Picketing.
I don't understand you.
No worries. Let me rephrase this question. I said, for each of the following, tell me, please, if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months.
No,
picketing?
Sir.
No, right? How about union organizing?
No, I haven't. Associating with it, you know, lately.
No, okay, perfect. Yeah, exactly. And we're talking about the past 12 months, and you said that's a no. Thank you. How about political canvassing?
What does that mean, sir?
Have you participated in political canvassing?
Well, I don't understand what that is.
No worries. There's an also that don't know or don't understand. That's totally fine as well, sir. No worries at all. And
okay.
In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never? Occasionally? Or regularly?
Well, I've been retired, see, that 29 years. I haven't worked in that length of time.
For 9 years. Okay, that's totally fine. We can also select the option don't know, as you have been retired for that time. Now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. I'm going to give you 6 options, and you just have to rank them from 1 to 6, which is the one that you get it most like your news from, and which one is the least likely that you get them from. Okay, so what about friends and neighbors? 1 to 6?
About 4.
About 4, correct. How about the internet or social media?
Yeah, I'd say probably about the same.
About below that, probably 5 or 3?
3, probably.
3, probably. Okay, a little bit more than friends. Okay, thank you. How about local TV news programming?
I don't have a TV. I listen to the radio.
Okay, thank you. No worries. So you can say that local TV news program is probably the last choice, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just one moment, please. So we could say that local TV is number 6 Okay, thank you so much, because it's the last show, of course, the least likely that you get your news from. Just if you have a radio, so how about radio? Is that number one, maybe, that source?
Yeah.
Radio, right? How about print or online newspapers?
I don't get no papers.
Okay, so we could probably say below France, so you get no papers, number five. Yeah. And also the last choice, let me just go ahead and say, it would be probably because of what you mentioned, of course, we will change it to newspapers. One moment, please. Local TV is, of course, it'll be number five in this case, because there's also the last choice, which is cable news. But you said you don't have a TV, correct?
Right.
Exactly. So that might be the last choice. So you would say radio, the internet or social media, friends, then newspapers or print online newspapers, then number five, local TV and cable news, the last one, correct?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. So let me just organize that. We're almost done. Thank you so much for your time. It's really appreciated as well. Just one more moment, please. Excellent. So moving forward with the survey here, which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Immigration, the environment, education, support for labor unions, healthcare, foreign policy, jobs and the economy, or something else?
I'm more worried about the country than anything.
About the country than anything, exactly.
Yeah.
In all those areas, would you say that it is more, you're more worried about the healthcare, the environment, jobs and the economy?
The environment, yeah.
Thank you very much. With 54% complete, as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No, sir.
No. Okay, thank you. No worries. Thank you for your opinion. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
I say it's important.
Very important or somewhat important?
Somewhat important, yeah.
Thank you very much for your opinion. Now, generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act? Either the Democratic Party, Republican Party, both or neither? Or even don't know?
I don't know on that one.
Don't know? Okay, that's also an option. Exactly. Thank you. We're almost 59% done. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
I wouldn't know on that, sir. Yeah.
You wouldn't know on that one either, right? Don't know. That's fine. Thank you. We're 61% with the complete with the survey. Appreciate your time. It's very important, as well as your opinion. We care a lot about your opinion. Please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. Do you approve or disapprove his job as a president overall?
I disapprove.
Do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat, yeah.
Thank you very much, Mr. Coffey. And also, how about immigration? Do you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done on immigration?
I disapprove.
Same options. Do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat.
Somewhat disapprove. Thank you. How about health care? Do you approve or disapprove, strongly disapprove, or somewhat disapprove?
I approve of health care. Yeah, I approve of it.
Approve
of
health care? How about strongly approve or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat
approve. Some would approve, you said, right? Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, how about the economy?
Well,
do you approve or disapprove?
I disapprove of it right now.
Okay. Do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. How about the support for labor unions?
Yeah, I approve that.
Oh, you approve that? Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Okay, just one moment, please. And how about foreign affairs? Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve?
I'll not answer that one, okay?
You do know the answer to that one. That's also an option. No worries, sir. Thank you very much. And do you disapprove or approve of the way the Congress is handling its job?
I somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Thank you very much. We're 72% complete. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote?
I will if I'm leaving, you know.
If you're leaving, correct. Would you say you probably or you almost certain will vote?
I'm almost certain I will, yeah.
Thank you very much, sir. And if the election for the president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
I'd vote for Trump.
Republican Donald Trump. Thank you.
Yep.
And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety? Yes or no?
I don't know on that one.
Don't know on that one. We're 77% complete. Well, 79, almost done. Thank you for your time. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Per, just fair, good, or excellent?
I'd say it's good.
Good. Thank you very much. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the International Union? Per, just fair, good, or excellent?
I'd say it's good, too.
Good, too. Thank you so much. Now, in your own words, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
Staying like it is, I guess.
Staying like it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. One moment, please. Your opinion is very important. We're almost done here, so just bear with me for one moment, please. Okay, perfect. And also, we are 84% complete, almost done. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on? In your own words as well.
Taking care of the members.
Taking care of the members, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you so much for your opinion, sir. It's really important. We're in this particular, I'm actually typing your opinion down, so thank you so much. And what is your preferred way to receive information from union? Job site, mail, text, SMS, email, union meetings, or don't know?
I get mail.
Mail. Okay, thank you very much. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never, once a year, a couple of times a year, or
about once a year.
Okay, thank you so much. And now, of course, we're 90% almost done complete with the survey. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Republican.
Republican. Thank you so much. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
I guess I'd probably be very strong.
Very strong, right? A strong Republican. Thank you. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian American, Pacific Islander, Native American, or other?
I'm a white.
You're a white man. Thank you so much for your opinion, sir. And finally, strictly just for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Raleigh.
Thank you very much, Mr. Coffey. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Is it me or are all these guys in this survey old guys retired? Suena bien viejito ya todo, vea. They're all retired. This is my third survey, bro. I'm in the top right now. I'm the number one. You know that?